Blog Talk Radio.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good common sense and sound judgment of the American people and their essential love of justice.
Hi, welcome to the Kudzu Vine Convention Week. We have live on the line from Denver, Martin Matheny. Welcome, Martin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yes, so this show, we're going to have all kind of folks calling in from Denver. We also have Catherine from Atlanta.
Hello.
Welcome, Catherine. And myself from Northwest Georgia. So we're going to cover this thing completely. We're going to have two more, at least, people calling in from the Pepsi Center in Denver, so this should be real exciting. I believe we may be the only show on Blog Talk Radio covering live from the Pepsi Center. Well, Martin, you're there. You've been there, I guess, about a day now or a little longer. Some of the stuff, I guess, starts happening the Sunday before, the Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. What was the Georgia delegation doing?
Well, the first thing where you saw, you know, our delegates were coming in on Saturday and Sunday, and even a couple trickling in this morning. But kind of the first thing where you saw a large presence from the state of Georgia was the Friends of New Orleans party last night, and it was a benefit for all the relief organizations that have been doing so much work on the Gulf Coast. And it's a great cause, and the party was a blast, too. We had a great time, got to talk to some other delegations, and the food was tremendous, too, by the way.
Yes, and so that's the first thing. Now, the hotel you're staying with, what delegations are there together?
We're staying with the folks from Alabama and both Dakotas, North and South.
Yeah, so that's a good little bit of diversity there, and that
mm-hmm.
actually ends up leading to you getting to meet other folks from other states that are also, I guess, political players in those states. This morning we read that y'all had a pretty good speaker this morning for breakfast, both Georgia and Alabama. Are they going to eat breakfast together every day or just for this special speech?
We had Congressman Shuler this morning. It was a great speech. We actually are going to share some speakers and some resources with the folks in Alabama. They have their delegation breakfast quite literally right next door to ours, and there's a partition between the rooms that comes down. So, it's a good opportunity for everybody.
Well, then tell us about that speech and how that was received.
You know, I think that Keith Shuler is definitely kind of the textbook case for, yeah, Democrats can win anywhere, and we're not going to buy into that conventional wisdom of where Democrats can and cannot win. You know, he proved that a Democratic message, a message about jobs and the economy, education, affordable health care for folks, that rings true even in a rural district in North Carolina. So I think his campaign has been a great inspiration, as well as what's happened even more recently in Mississippi and Louisiana. They've been a really great inspiration to Democrats here in the South.
Yes, and so he came to speak. What led to him deciding to speak to a state outside of North Carolina?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
Well, you know, I think actually Congressman Shuler is in pretty high demand as kind of a rising star, so we were lucky to get him, and, of course, he's been real helpful, you know, just kind of working with as part of the Southern group of Southern Democrats in Congress. And I should mention, too, Congressman Shuler, of course, played football for that orange school up north of us. And he was kind enough to let both Georgia and Alabama boo him before he started.
Yes, he's a good sport. Well, Catherine, I don't want to hog all the questions. What you got?
Well, what have you seen any? I know Bernita saw a lot of famous people since she's been there. Today she ran into Ted Turner and some other, I can't remember all the people that she's been running into. But so have you seen any celebrities?
Well, I guess the biggest celebrity I saw today was Ray Suarez from NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Actually, a lot of the staff have been holed up in our delegation office, making sure everything runs as smoothly as possible for our team. So we haven't had a chance to get out and experience too much yet, but we've got a few days of convention left.
I did hear there was some the credentialing process this morning was a little slower than anticipated. Have you figured out how to improve that yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always kinks that need to be ironed out on the first day. And
yeah, I
mean,
that.
the sad part is, you know, some folks missed some caucus meetings. I know Bernita especially had something that she wanted to do. She mentioned it to me, and, you know, there's always kinks on the first day, but we're trying to make it as smooth as possible.
Well, I know you're working hard on that, and I'm glad to hear that you're trying to improve it, because I know she was a little frustrated because she wanted to be at that Black Caucus event because they were going to do something for the Congressman Stubbs from
Ohio, yeah.
And then, so tonight we have Michelle Obama. And
we have Michelle Obama. We have, I believe, President Carter is going to be talking. And President Carter is also going to be talking. You mentioned kind of teaming up with Alabama on our breakfast. President Carter is going to be talking to both delegations on Wednesday.
Oh, that's great. How
and,
for everybody.
Yeah, and actually
that's
gonna
he's going to be a hot
ticket. That's going to be a fun one. And then you know how dedicated he is to public service. He's actually participating with some of the Georgia Democratic delegation in the day of service. We're going to be we've got actually a couple of day of service things that Georgia Democrats are doing. There's a Meals on Wheels activity that some of our folks are doing, and there's a park cleanup, which I think is where President Carter's going to be, and then there's graffiti removal as well. So, you know, I think that's a great thing for Democrats to be doing. We're giving back to this community. The city of Denver, by the way, and Colorado, they have really rolled out the red carpet for us. It's such a great city. We've had a great time so far.
Good. And then there's rumors that they were going to do a tribute to Senator Kennedy tonight, but then I heard on the way home tonight on NPR that he's actually going to be there.
That's what I've heard as well, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I will be watching very anxiously from my seat for that, though.
And tell me about the have you been to the – you're at the center now?
I'm over at the Pepsi Center right now.
And so how's the layout? Is it, the stage looks fantastic, like super high-tech. You know, I just went to see George Michael a couple of weeks ago, and the set looks just like George Michael's set, which
well,
was really super high-tech.
Well, walking in, for me, one of the first things I noticed a lot, probably because I'm a media geek, is you've got platforms for everybody. You've got the CNN platform. I actually saw Wolf Blitzer running around. You've got the Fox News guys, MSNBC, C-SPAN. So those kind of dominate with their logos. The floor is slowly filling up. It's about half full right now with the delegations. And, it's just a very exciting place to be. It's a very nice layout.
When does everything start? Does it start at 5 tonight?
We're actually underway now.
Okay.
Chairman Dean has gaveled us to an open, and we're going through some procedural stuff, appointing convention officers and sergeants at arms and things like that. So they are conducting business right now.
Well, that's good to hear, because it seems like with the different time zones, it must be a little tricky to get everybody, you know, all lined up and ready to go.
Right.
Well, I did have a question. You talked about President Carter. I saw that he's going to have a tape message. They're going to show the convention, but then the way you're speaking, it sounds like he's in Denver. Do you have any idea why he's doing a tape message instead of a live speech?
I'm not certain. I've actually heard both tape message and live speech for tonight, so I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I am glad that he's got a role in the convention.
Yes, I just thought you might have the ins and outs there, being the press man from President Carter's home state. Cause I did see, it was just kind of strange. I thought he wasn't attending. I heard there was bad weather in Plains the other day.
I heard he got a tree in his house.
Yeah,
I saw that this morning.
Maybe that caused some problem there. But that's curious. Well, I guess talking about the big, you know, national thing is, particularly I think some of the Republican media has tried to create a wedge between Hillary Clinton supporters and Barack Obama supporters. And obviously there's some polls that shows there's some slippage, maybe not among the tried and true, but some that people that really want to see Hillary Clinton, maybe about 21% top. What are you seeing among the delegates with that?
I think we're seeing a national media story that doesn't have a whole lot of grounding in reality. I can tell you that the Georgia delegation, I think that there is some disappointment, about Senator Clinton not being the vice presidential nominee, and that's absolutely understandable. But I think that, you know, Democrats, whether they're Georgia Democrats or Alabama Democrats or any kind of Democrat, we all understand that the things that Barack Obama and Joe Biden are fighting for, same thing that Senator Clinton is fighting for, the same thing that Democrats all over this country are fighting for, and the stakes this November are just too high. We don't need, we can't afford four more years that sound a lot like the last eight. And I think the Democrats are going to come together.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this all day, and I think that part of what that, you know, they're talking about like 20, I think that last night, Dave, you said like was like 20%. I think that maybe those people were never going to vote for a Democrat, but they liked Hillary Clinton. So maybe they're just going back to where they originally were. I don't know if that's the full 20%, but I just...
You know, it's so hard to parse these polls out, and the other thing I would say, too, is it's August. And so we've got you know, a couple months ahead of us of hard campaigning and hard work. And, you know, it's early now. So I think you'll see those numbers shift. I think things are looking really bright for Democrats.
Yeah, it looks good to me.
Yes, and so and Martin Watts flipping around some of the channels. I figured out how we can have make this a telecast on the camera. You need to go find the C-SPAN camera that just plays and stand in front of it as we do the show, and we can actually broadcast on TV as well. No,
I don't. I don't think that the security would let me within 15 feet of them.
The C-SPAN, it just shows these random shots, not the the other stations with a real plan out. But I just happened to be flipping around as we're talking and saw that and just brainstormed through. Well,
let me know if you see me and I'll wave.
Well, now, Martin, I got the sense, because I was in Boston 4 years ago. It's so interesting. When you go in to, when you're on the outside of the arena, it seems just like you're at a basketball game, a hockey mat, you know, hockey game, whatever it may be. But when you go in the actual arena, because it's carpeted and it's so different, it doesn't have at all the feel of a basketball arena. Does the Pepsi Center have that same kind of dynamic working?
Yeah, I mean, it's really more like, well, the only way to describe it is it's like being at a convention. You know, it's a really classy look inside. I guess another difference between this and a basketball game is that not a lot of folks wearing suits at basketball games. unless they're sitting in those really good seats up front or in the box. But yeah, it's a great setup in there. It looks very professional, very classy. It's a great image for the Democratic Party.
And there must be like a big sort of like marketplace area too. Are there a bunch of organizations with their table set up and all that kind of stuff too? I would imagine.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. Actually, the way that I came into the Pepsi Center took me right through all the media jungle. So I went through and saw all the setup there. But I've seen some groups with their stuff set up, and I'm kind of looking forward to just kind of wandering around through the through the concourse too.
Yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. We're all enjoying it vicariously from Atlanta.
it's something to see, Catherine. It's definitely something to for a political junkie to do once in their lifetime at minimum.
And we're so lucky to have to have our bloggers and our new media folks all up here taking pictures and blogging and all this stuff to really bring it back home to everybody. We're very fortunate to have a good crew of folks up here that are also delegates doing this.
Yeah, it's really great. Like, we've had posts pretty much all day on Blog for Democracy and on Condi's with all kinds of, you know, pictures and, like, inside scoops. It's been really great. We're really, I agree, we're very fortunate to have such, you know, dynamic people out there helping us get a sense of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
And how big is the Republican presence there? I know I was kind of surprised that when I went, you saw so many Republican, insider, talking head, heavyweights, more than I thought there would have been. Is that the same kind of thing happening this time?
You know, I haven't seen much of a presence yet, but the convention's early and we're picking up steam. So, if they feel like they need to get on the attack, I guess they will.
Yes,
well, I heard Bernita posted some photographs of the, protest area,
mm-hmm.
and there was, Operation Rescue, and, you know, they had a bunch of their giant posters, and then they had the Code Pink, and then the Mennonites for Peace, and there were a lot of stuff in the protest area, so more power to them, you know.
Mm-hmm. First Amendment, I love
That's
it.
That's right, I love
Even
it.
Even when I don't agree with you, I love First Amendment.
Yep.
Yes. Now, Martin, I saw the layout and the seating chart. Does the Georgia delegation, do they have a pretty good spot when you're actually in the arena?
Yeah, absolutely. The way it works, and the chart sort of indicates this, the actual floor area is pretty small, so there's just a slightly higher tier of seats behind the floor, and that's kind of where some of the delegations are. So, you know, if this were a football game, Georgia would be on the 40 and, I don't know, kind of towards the back of the first tier of stands. So we've definitely got good seats. We're kind of right in the middle of the action. We're sitting behind Ohio and behind a little chunk of California as well.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yes,
yeah.
And I did say, and really, California and Texas almost have to have some of the riser seating, if you will, just based on the size of the delegation. California takes half the floor. I believe we have Senator Tate with us. Senator Tate.
Hi, how's everybody?
Hi,
good.
You're on here with Catherine and Mark Mazzani. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, now this is your third convention, or is it more than that?
This is my third convention, first as a delegate. My father had gone to all the conventions from 68 into 2000 when he, of course, passed in 2002, so this would have been his 11th. So I decided to give it a shot and come as a delegate and make sure that our people are being represented here in the Democratic Convention for my district. And so I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here for my constituents.
Yes, and you're a Senator Obama delegate, correct?
I am a pledged Senator Obama delegate, and I am excited to be here to see him become in the first step to becoming our next president of the United States.
Yes. Now, looking at just tonight's agenda, what are you really looking forward to tonight?
I am looking forward to, of course, next First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yes, I would think that her speech may in some ways be the one or two most important speeches out of this convention, because what the Republicans and others have tried to spin her as, this is her chance to really show who she truly is, not their character.
I agree with you. I believe from what I've seen that she's a beautiful lady and that she will be a beautiful first lady. And, of course, this will give her an opportunity to let the world know what the rest of us already are aware of.
Yes. Well, Catherine, do you have anything for Senator Tate?
Well, Senator Tate, I am one of your constituents. I am so proud to have you there on our behalf. I'm just thrilled with it.
I am honored.
Thank
that
you so much. Thank you so much for being there and for making the effort to show up and all that. As well as Michelle Obama tonight, it sounds like Senator Ted Kennedy is also going to be there, and former President Jimmy Carter, so it's going to be an exciting night for the kickoff night.
It is going to be one of the best that we've had.
Yeah, and it just seems like it's going to get better as the week goes by, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But we are looking forward to honoring Ted Kennedy. He has, of course, been there for us for many, many years. And, of course, I worked in Jimmy Carter's staff office when I was a senior in high school when he was governor. So I'm excited that he's going to be here tonight also.
Yeah, it's very exciting for Georgia. I mean, we have a lot of people paying attention to our Georgia leadership. You know, mentions of John Lewis, of course, and then having so many of you there, it's really quite an honor for Georgia as well as for the whole country. It's really great. We're so happy that you could be there.
Thank
I don't really
you.
Have any questions. We're just really excited to be able to do this live from Atlanta. I don't know if David or Martin told you, but we're the only Blog Talk Radio show that's doing anything live from Denver, so we could have listeners from all over the country, so we're really happy to be able to do that and happy that you could join us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, and you were at the 84 convention and the 88 convention. What's different about Denver and what they're doing in this year's convention than in San Francisco in 84 and the Omni in 88?
Well, actually, I went to 88 and 2000, so I went to LA and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's okay. What's different? Well, it's very different. One, I think we've got greater seats. The Georgia delegations are remarking about how great our seats are. We feel very welcomed here. It just seems to be a nice venue. Actually, I lived here in Denver for 1 year, 84, 85, and the city has changed so, so, so very much. where I used to fly in and out. Stapleton, I'm sure you know, is now a little city of its own instead of an airport. And they have really done a lot of work to get Denver ready for this convention.
Yes, and I guess one of the fun things about convention week is seeing all the celebrities, be it Hollywood celebrities, news people celebrities, political celebrities. Who have you seen so far in your time in Denver?
Well, actually, let's see. Last night we had a nice thing down at the New Orleans put on, and there were quite a few celebrities there. I saw Senator Feinstein just a few moments ago. She was two or three people away from me in the convention hall. So we're just looking forward to seeing lots of very good people and very excited that they are here to nominate Senator Obama to be our next president.
Yes, well, I just thank you so much for calling in and being a part of our broadcast and sharing with the people of Georgia and all over the South what you're seeing there in Denver.
Thank you for having us, and we look forward to being able to share more throughout the week with you as it goes on.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Senator Tate sounds like she's really kind of on top of things, moving around, and right off the bat had her constituents in mind, not just herself, which that shows a servant of the people. Well, and Martin, I guess in the last few minutes, it looks like the hall, they're starting to speak. I'm kind of watching as we talk, but then the hall, it doesn't seem like a lot of the seats are filled in. Is that the case?
We've got a lot of folks coming in right now, actually.
Out the corridors, if you will.
Yeah, it's filling up right now, so I think we'll have a, obviously the first night of the convention, we'll have a good full house from Michelle Obama.
Oh, I'm sure by 8 o'clock, they'll be SOR, standing room only. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I have no doubt about that. And we're getting back to seating chart, talking about where it's actually, I found, better to be on those risers than it is at the back of the floor, because if you push the back of the floor, actually you're having trouble seeing over things. I mean, so
yeah. Well, Georgia's a little bit raised, and I can tell you from my vantage point, because I'm actually looking at our delegation right now, we actually look like we have more comfortable seats too. To give you an idea where Georgia is, we're, like I said, we are behind Ohio and a little chunk of California. Missouri is right behind us. And kind of on the sides, we've got California, and looks like a little bit of Ohio, some Wisconsin, and Nebraska are kind of all around us. So Georgia is ensconced in the Midwest.
Yes. Well, I guess looking at what people in the convention, you're meeting other folks, what are people saying now about the Georgia U.S. Senate race since these polls have come out? Because I would think if you would have had this convention 6 weeks ago, it'd be like, oh, yeah, that's sad. Y'all going to have to suffer with Saxby Chambliss. But then now people are, seeing a six-point race. Has there been any buzz around that?
I think there is some buzz around that. I think folks are paying attention to what's going on in Georgia, and I think that folks understand that that Jim Martin's got a real chance against Saxby Chambliss. No seat should be taken for granted this year. It's going to be a very transformative election. So, yeah, I mean, we've had some folks mention it to us from other states, obviously our friends over in Alabama, but also, there are some political observers who are watching this race pretty carefully.
Yes, and so I know that affects things. Well, I guess, how are people responding to the Joe Biden pick among the delegation?
It seems to be a very, very popular pick. Senator Biden is a good choice. He's got the foreign policy experience. He's got, his values are America's values, working class values. He stood up for cops and firefighters. I think folks are very excited about this ticket.
Yes. How many different elected officials went with the delegation, would you say?
Oh, wow. Just from Georgia?
Certainly.
Yeah, we have a lot of our elected officials with us just today, and I know I'm going to leave a bunch of people out, so I apologize if I do, but I know that I've obviously Attorney General Baker's here, Commissioner Thurman, Commissioner Irvin are all here. Obviously, all of our Democratic congressmen are with the delegation. Let's see, and of course, members of the State House and State Senate too. was talking to Ed Tarver this morning. Of course, Senator Tate was just talking to us. Representative Linmore James is here, Al Williams, Senator-elect Lester Jackson, and tons more that I know I can't place right now.
Oh, yeah. So it's what's so special about it is, you know, you're going with these congressmen, senators, whatever, attorney mm-hmm. generals, the labor commissioners, and they're all just sitting there. It's just one of the people. As you watch the thing, it's just a very different experience.
Mm-hmm. And I hope next time we do this in 2012, we'll have a Democratic governor and a couple of Democratic senators to be there with us too.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if you've heard the news from Georgia, but our Republican governor and one of our Republican your Republican congressman, actually Athens resident, are bailing each other out, if you will, or Sonny's bailing Dr. Brown out. Any thoughts on that?
I think that if this is how Paul Brown runs his office budget, I don't want him running my federal budget. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it reeks of irresponsibility. And you know, I think that also what I've seen from Congressman Brown is that he likes to kind of pretend to push the blame over to his former chief of staff. And I would remind him of some words from a very good Democrat, Harry Truman, who said, "The buck stops here. You got to take responsibility for what happens in your office."
Yes, and hopefully Bobby Saxton can point this out to voters that, you know, say they want fiscal responsibility, and people will see this and take this to heart as a reason why to shift their support, if you will.
Well, you know, I think it's good to mention that you know, Governor Perdue and Congressman Brown, they have a lot in common besides being Republicans. You know, Congressman Brown has spent his office budget down to nothing, and Governor Perdue and his friends in Atlanta have spent the state's budget into a $2 billion deficit.
Yes, and even though that's state politics and this is federal, well, I guess it bleeds into
But
federal.
You know, all politics is local, and yeah, you're going to be feeling the effects of that in your local wallet.
Absolutely. Yes. That's absolutely right.
Yes, well Martin, we appreciate you so much calling in, helping line up Senator Tate, and everybody just know that we're going to be here every night through Thursday through the convention previewing the main speech, Senator Obama's acceptance speech. And we'll folks to listen every night. We're going to have different guests. Catherine may be here every night. I'm going to actually have to miss tomorrow night, but be back on Wednesday and Thursday. And Martin, I think you're going to check in a lot. And I believe we have one of our DNC members.
We have Paige.
For the last little bit. Paige Gleason, welcome.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Yes, well Paige, is this your first convention or second or third?
It's actually my second convention.
Second convention. You were in Boston, isn't that correct?
Yes, I was an at-large delegate in 2004.
Yes, yes. Well, tell us, what are you seeing so far? What's really noteworthy?
Well, basically, I just got here this morning, so I haven't seen all too much, and I went to the youth caucus meeting this morning, which was really good. There are a number of youth organizations that spoke to the group, and then basically it's sort of like old home week. You know, you get to see people you haven't seen in a while, and so that's been a lot of fun. And I just ran into Lloyd Barnes in the hallway, and Senator Brown, and Representative Porter. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, tell us, what celebrities have you seen?
I haven't seen any so far, but I gave my pass to someone who doesn't have credentials so that they could go in today. So I haven't actually been on the floor yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was very generous. I hope it was someone deserving.
Yes. It was Leslie Small who drove the RV, so I figured it was only fair.
Well, that was nice of you, and I'm sure Leslie will enjoy it tonight.
Yes.
Well, tell us, I guess, in closing, Catherine, what is your question for Paige?
Well, how is it now that you're a newly elected DNC member, which your term starts the day after the convention, right? So is there anything going on this week for you newly elected DNC members, or is it mostly just sort of hanging around and hanging out with people?
Well, basically, there's all kinds of meetings going on that I'll be going to all week long. But Friday is when I get sworn in at the DNC meeting. That's at 9 o'clock Friday morning. So, and I understand that's really a fun, sort of lighthearted meeting, much less serious than many of the other meetings will be, you know, in the future. Just sort of a welcome, okay, now let's look forward to the next 4 years kind of meeting.
Well, that should be very exciting, and I'm sure, and you'll be among a great group of people joining you. So that should be something to look forward to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Go ahead.
And you have a bunch of parties all lined up?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, some of them are double booked tonight. We're going to be party hopping, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, Paige, thanks for calling in, and feel free to call in later in the week, as we'll be here all week. Martin, I want to just thanks again, and you'll certainly join us again to give us
absolutely.
The official press report every night. And
that's great.
We'll be back tomorrow night at 6, and I'm sure we'll all have happy convention watching.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take
care.
We'll
look for you on TV.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, David.